Welcome to Engineering Conversations. My name is David DeMontigny, and I am an engineering professor at the University of Regina. Today, I am out in the field at the Enbridge office here in Regina, and my guest is Vanessa Cosine, an environmental systems engineer with 20 years of experience in the pipeline industry. She's a professional engineer and currently the manager of regulatory affairs in Canada for Enbridge, which is a North American energy company. Vanessa, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here, Dave. Thank you.
That's going to be fun, and I think we're going to have an amazing conversation today.
I think so, too.
Let's start off by looking at how you got into engineering. So when you were finishing high school, what did you think you wanted to do with your life?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I always thought I was going to be a dentist or something in the medical field. And so when I enrolled into university, I planned to do the 2 years prerequisite for a medical program. And while I was in that program, I think I determined that I had strengths in English and physics. I actually had letters from those faculties to pursue majors with them.
So they were trying to get you out of the pre-med program.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Right? And so talking with my parents about what to do with that, my dad worked at IPSCO at the time, and he had suggested that I talk with one of the engineers at his office. She was an environmental engineer. And so that's what I did. I had a conversation with her and decided that maybe I needed to transfer into environmental systems engineering. And so I think it was a good mixture, right? I think it's important to have good communication skills as well as good problem-solving skills. And, I thought the applied programs would serve me well.
Well, and they have. I mean, yes. Look at this, 20 years into your career, and you're doing wonderfully. Mm-hmm. So you graduated from university, looking for a job, because often people don't know what sector they're going to land in, right? So it kind of depends on where your first job is. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think your first job was in the pipeline industry.
It was. Yeah.
So let's hear about that.
Yeah. So when I graduated or convocated in 2002, the job market in Saskatchewan wasn't great. And so I ended up with a job with the National Energy Board in Calgary, along with, I think, 80% of my class. I think we all moved to Calgary, which was kind of a cool experience in and of itself. But honestly, I don't think I really understood or appreciated the industry I was going into. I had worked at IPSCO as a summer student for a number of years, right? And, I understood they made pipe and all that good stuff, but I didn't really fully appreciate the network of pipelines in Canada or North America, right? And so going to the National Energy Board, the regulator for federal pipelines, it was like completely eye-opening, but also cool to connect the dots, right?
Yeah, to see that this is actually a regulated industry and there are requirements and standards.
Yes, very high standards, yeah. Right, for public safety, protection of the environment, inclusion of Indigenous peoples and communities.
Right. And so you were 5 years at NEB.
Yeah.
And then you made the move to come to Enbridge.
Yeah,
and you've been
here
for quite some time. So tell us specifically about your roles and responsibilities now.
Okay, so actually, maybe I'll go back to the NEB just a little bit, right? Because I think it's pretty foundational for what I'm doing now. So when I was with the NEB, I was actually on the operations side, the team that does compliance verification. So I had the privilege of traveling Canada and going to see pipeline construction projects, as well as operating facilities, and inspect them, ensure that they're following the standards, that they are constructing as they said they were going to construct. And it was a really, really cool experience to be out in the field, see, you know, everything from, you know, the BC mountains to the prairies to Quebec, right? Like, it was just really neat opportunity. So most of my career there was verification of compliance through inspections and audits and all that sort of stuff, right? So 5 years into my career, I had built really good relationships with our regulated companies. So one of the engineers that I had worked with while I was at the NEB, he was at Enbridge, and he knew I was from Regina. And at the time, there was a campaign in Alberta by the government of Saskatchewan to recruit people back to Saskatchewan. And he had seen that there was a posting in the Regina office, and so he let me know of it. And so I'm like, I begged my husband to let me apply and let's go home, right? And so he supported me applying. I don't know if he knew that I was going to get it, but I applied and I got it. And we moved home 5 years later. And it was really different coming into working for the company versus, you know,
right,
working as the regulator,
right?
But like, I feel like that really set me up for success working for the regulator, because I had so much time interfacing with the standards and the regulations that I had a really good foundation coming into the company, knowing why we had these standards, why we had these policies, and being resourceful, right? And so, yeah, when I came to Enbridge, I was I came in as an operations engineer. So I supported the folks out in the field in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Specifically at that time, we were called Central Region. And as you know, it's a 24/7 operation, and things break down in the night or on the weekend, and you need to be there to help support the field staff to get things back up and running. But also, you know, there's a lot of planned maintenance, and so the role required a lot of, you know, building business cases to do certain upgrades, and just supporting the field to get those things done.
Because it's a lot more complicated than just a pipe in the ground.
Yes.
I mean, it has to operate. You need pressure differential. There's corrosion
issues.
Yeah,
you have
issues.
Pump station, yeah. Terminals, right? Pig traps, so that you can inspect the lines. It's very complicated. But what is really cool is that it's a system. And so your stations, you know, in Manitoba look the same as the stations in Alberta. So, and it's standardized, right? So you really are able to support beyond your location, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I was in operations for 13 years in varying roles and eventually leadership. And then I moved into legal services in 2020 in the regulatory affairs group. So I kind of made the circle back back to regulatory and compliance, and supported operations in the compliance verification activities that were coming from the regulators, as well as now supporting the development of our larger applications to secure new projects.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you've got a ton of experience that you've just described. What stands out to you as something cool or something that you're really proud of that you've done during your career?
Yeah, there's lots, right? But I think early in my career with Enbridge, one of my favorite projects was an out-of-service inspection and repair of one of our large storage tanks. So there's a lot of planning that goes into doing that. We have to take the tanks out typically once every 20 years and do a very thorough inspection, and based on the inspection results, develop a repair plan so that we can ensure it's safe for another 20 years. So I took one of the tanks out of service here in Regina, actually, and, you know, it required a new foundation. We did a new floor in it. It's up and running. It's been doing well.
Going to get to retire before you have to repair it again?
No, I wish. No, I think it'll be coming back out in a couple of years. But I think that was a really cool experience for me to project manage that, because it required a lot of input from varying teams, right? So everything from, planning, scheduling to our environmental clearances that are required to do that, SEM, procuring new materials and services to do the work. It was just a really good holistic project that I was proud to do. I mean, there were definitely challenges as I was in it, but it's a pretty proud moment when it's all done.
Yeah, for sure. Good feeling of satisfaction and achievement, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So let's talk about women in engineering. I've known you since you were a student, actually. That makes me pretty old, I guess. You've been working for 20 years. And it's so awesome to see you go out into your career and do all these cool things and achieve such success. We have young women in high schools right now that are maybe thinking about what they're going to do with their life. What would your message to be, as somebody who has been there and walked all of those roads, be to a young woman considering a career in STEM?
Yeah, I think that we've come a long way in STEM. When I was coming out of high school, I feel like there may have been some beliefs that it's a male profession, right? And if I could talk to my high school self again, or high school student today, I would like to challenge that. That's not the case. I think that engineering just offers so many opportunities, right? And the skills are transferable from one industry to the next, right? So, I just think, of all of the degree programs, there's just so much opportunity that's out there for folks that are interested in engineering, right?
Yeah. And we were talking earlier, before we started recording the session, about companies coming along,
yes,
and becoming more progressive. So maybe you could share a little
bit
about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I came to Enbridge in the operations engineering role for Central Region, I was the first female operations engineer. I think it was just, really at the time there were only a couple of positions. So that's just the way it worked out. But it's really been cool to see the transformation and the number of women that have been in the role since. And even today, we, there's several employee resource groups, right? We have women at Enbridge. We have female engineers at Enbridge group. And we have formal HR programs now where we are specifically wanting to support women that are returning from maternity leaves, for example.
Right. Yeah, right? That's a big one.
And support them as they transition back into the workforce. So, you know, whether it's a 24-hour week or maybe job sharing, it's really, really, I'm really proud to see that that's what's happening now so that we can support women in the field, right, in operations roles.
So things have really changed then. I mean, it means that the industry and or companies are becoming more progressive because there used to be some statistics from Engineers Canada or APIGS or whoever that would say, you know, a lot of women leave the profession after 10 years. And I think it's related to a lot of the things that you just said, is that they start a family, they've been out of it for a while, and it's hard to go back. What you're saying is that there are now programs that support women to come back to work and integrate.
We want women in these roles. You know, there's also a lot of statistics out there that support the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? And so companies really are wanting to ensure that they have representation of women in the workforce in all roles, right?
Mm-hmm. Really good. So what's next for you? I mean, you're not retiring. You're just going to keep on doing some projects here. And
I think I'm really excited about the work that I'm doing now. Just recently, like in the last 6 months, my focus has been more on our major projects. So, you know, I think there's you know, maybe this belief out there that pipelines are going away, and I don't think that's true. We still need safe, secure, sustainable, affordable energy transportation for years to come, right?
Because the methods would be what? Pipeline, rail, car, or semi, basically, right?
Yeah, for transportation. Yeah. And clearly pipelines are the safest mode, right, for public safety and the environment. So, I think that, for me, right now, focusing on the major projects, supporting major projects so that, we're able to continue optimizing our system, but also growing the business, so that we're meeting the demands that society wants.
Yeah, that's good. You might not even know this, Vanessa, but when you were speaking, I thought of we have a program now at the university called Energy Systems Engineering. It's been a rebranded program of what used to be petroleum.
Right,
but
okay.
It has three options in it, and you're going to like this.
Okay.
One of the options is called Energy Transportation and Storage, which is right up the pipeline alley, right?
Yeah.
So,
no students, pun intended.
No,
right?
yeah, that's right. With me, very few things are intended. But you were talking about, like, you know, the transportation of the energy.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, wait a second. We have a program that has some courses in that area at
what
the university.
So if any of the
students that are listening, boys or girls,
yes,
that are interested in some of the things Vanessa has been talking about, you really should check out that energy systems program.
And we're really more than a pipeline company. That's the other thing that's been really cool for me, right? Coming into Enbridge in 2007, I came into the liquids pipelines business. But since I've been here, we've grown so much, right? We have gas pipeline now. We have wind turbines. We have solar. We're getting into carbon capture and storage. So it's just really exciting. I think the energy transition is an exciting place to be. But also at the same time, we need to ensure that the energy systems that we have in place are sustainable and safe for many years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Energy's not going away.
No. We need energy.
We need
energy. And it would be really interesting. I've always thought, I wonder if I could ever do a society project, it would be to like just turn it off for a week and see what happens, right?
Turn off the energy.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be chaos.
I know.
That happened in Ontario when they had that power outage.
Yes.
For like 5 or 6 days. Like it was crazy. You know, groceries were going bad.
Yeah.
People ran out of gas, not because there was no gas, but there was no electricity to turn on the pumps at the gas station.
Yeah. Right? Life takes energy for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before I let you go, I want to ask you. So you graduated environmental systems engineering and you got into the pipeline industry. Just really quickly, what are some of the industries that your classmates went into with exactly the same degree?
Oh,
because
really
it's probably like
question.
All over the map, right?
Yeah, it is all over the map. You know, a few of my colleagues are actually at Enbridge or at our competitors. So in the pipeline industry, I also have other colleagues that went to the production side. So they're with producers that are producing the oil and gas that we transport. So in the same sort of sector, but different phase of the life cycle, I guess, right? Lots of people went into consulting as well. So, you know, I've got a colleague that went to Stantec and really companies like Enbridge or TC rely heavily on consultants as well, right? To support their protection programs, whether it's your environmental protection program or emergency response, engineering, right? There's folks in consulting. A few of my colleagues went into the mining side, right? So Mosaic, was a big employer at that time, and I think still is, K+S, right? I would say that would be probably the bulk of the representation in terms of where folks went.
Yeah, with the environmental systems degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know, and it kind of goes back to what we said earlier. It might just depend on what first job you get as to where your career goes.
I think it really does.
Yeah.
You know, I give a lot of credit to new grads because I think they do it well in terms of making sure that that first job aligns with their values, and if it maybe doesn't, then they go to one that does, right? So it's not always the first job,
right?
But I think that when you find a job that aligns well with your personal values and you're having fun, then I think that's how you spark your career anyways.
Yeah, then it's not even a job, right?
It's not a job, right? It becomes a part of you. I know early in my career when I worked at the NEB, my family used to call me the regulator, you know? Such a safety boss when I came home to visit, and they still do call me that, right? So it's kind of funny.
That's great. Vanessa, it's been so wonderful to see you again, and so proud of how much success you've had out there in industry, being a role model for all engineers,
and really appreciate you
coming on.
Likewise, it's been a pleasure having this chat with you today.
Yeah, well, maybe when you fix that tank again, we'll do it again.
Okay.
My guest today has been Vanessa Cosine, an environmental system engineer working at Enbridge, and she's told us a lot about the pipeline industry. I really hope that you'll join us next time on Engineering Conversations, when my guest is going to be Lucas Hollinger. He's a grade 12 student in high school here in Regina, and he's got a whole list of questions for me about engineering. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what he has to ask. We'll see you then.